Welcome to Love the show.
Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. We are super, super, super excited about today. I know I am very excited about today. Got a lot of information that I want to share with you, a lot of things that I want to bring to you, and I'm going to make sure all of my horns and whistles are on. That everyone can hear me. It's been a long weekend. School is finally out. I have finally finished up my last class, which is a great thing. I've gotten me something in my tummy. I was really hungry, so we got me something to eat. Now I'm ready to share with you. So here at So Real, we create greater lifestyles, and we help you to change your status and raise your standards and move to your next. We've got about 2 weeks left in the new year. New year is in. Actually, we've got a little longer. But ladies and gentlemen, have you really thought about your next? I'm not going to say your resolutions because we don't keep those anyway. Well, I try to keep mine. I at least start my list. How many of you out there have not even started your 2016 resolution list? Wanted to lose weight, but the holidays are hard for you, you know, or you work a night shift or you work a day shift and you don't have time to stop in between, so you just get a burger on the way home. Maybe you work two jobs. Maybe you're running from home to your church because you're in a ministry and you have multiple ministries that you participate in. You know, just whatever the excuse may be. Why is it that you really haven't sat down and decided that, hey, I'm going to lose this weight? I need to do this and do that. And the reason I'm focused on weight, I'm not picking on anyone, but I'm just, this is the one main something that a lot of people do and say that they want to change come in the year. The next big thing is I'm going to go to church more. I'm going to spend more time with the Lord. I'm going to spend more time with my family. You know, these are some things that are at the top of the list. I'm not going to work as hard. I'm going to find something else to do to generate another income. Just so many things. You know, I'm going to pursue my dream. What is your dream? What is it that you really want in life? And a lot of people, I want to be happy. Well, why aren't you? Find out first why you're not happy. Then work on that as to why you're not happy. Because a lot of us aren't happy because we're too busy focusing on the past, something somebody did to us a long time ago. You know, it just makes a difference. It's up to you whether or not you want to be happy. So allow God to come in and do some things. And you can knock out three birds with one stone. You can work on your health because more than likely you're depression eating. You can work on your health by getting your relationship with the Lord, more personal, more intimate relationship with him, the way you pray and you talk to him and you seek his guidance, you meditate, you wait on him before you make a move. You change your thought process. You change maybe some habits. Drop some habits. Drop some people. Some people might be your bad habit. Disconnect yourself from some different things or activities in life. There are a lot of things that you can do that probably why you're not happy, because you're doing a lot of things that you're not supposed to be doing. As a child of God, as a believer, God needs you to remove yourself from a current situation. Okay, let's keep it moving because I only have a 15-minute show today, and I've really kind of gotten off hard. So we're going to do – our topic today is exposing greatness. So you are that greatness. Expose you. And we're here to empower you We want you to save faith. And I was going back and listening to some shows. A year ago, we talked about saving faith. And that was a really good episode. I had to go back and listen to it myself. But yeah, I gave some really great nuggets. If you want, go back into the link. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/empoweringyourmind and get the playback of that particular episode. It's called Saving Face, or you can Google it. Saving Face, the face you save, maybe your own. That's something that we always are trying to do. We're quick to put other people in judgment. We're quick to tell other people what they need to be doing and fixing their lives, when in reality, we need to just look in the mirror. Michael Jackson said it best, the man in the mirror. You know, what are we doing about it? We blame the president. We blame the government. We blame races about the reasons why we're not doing the things that God has set out for us, when the truth is it's the one in the mirror. Okay, so watch your audience, people who you hang around, people who you're listening to. A lot of you all here, so I could stop listening to you, but don't do that, because I want to encourage you and I want to empower you to do great, and maybe that's what you need. You need someone that's going to encourage you, to help you. And I'm going to ask you some simple questions, ladies and gentlemen. Who are you? Who are you? Okay? You have an audience of different people, but who are you? Who are you? What are some things that you want to do in life? You have a business partner? Are you a business partner? What type of audience? Your circle? You know, who do you deal with? Who you're affiliated with? Customers or coworkers? And do you have the energy or the faith to keep going in whatever it is God has got going on for you? And then the second question that I have for you is, what are you building? I'm building an empire for my legacy. My legacy is I have a grandbaby now, so that, like, changed everything. I had a drive in the first place to do for my kids so that when something worse happens to me, which is me not being here, and to some people that's the worst, but for a believer, it's not. It means that your race is over, your race is done, and you're going on home to be with the Lord to rest. But I want to see Jesus, just not right now. I know there are things that he has for me to do. So what type of legacy are you leaving? What are you building? Exposing greatness, and that's you. You have so many people who are around you that have been assigned to you for you to make a difference in their life. And are you doing that? Are you doing it in a positive way, okay? Are you a doctor? Are you a lawyer? Are you a movie star or artist? You know, who are you, and what are you exposing to the people who are watching you? And movie stars are really bad about it, and people who have money, it's really a struggle. Even those who are pastors of a mega church, those individuals are always being watched, okay? It doesn't matter. Even people who are in the highest positions of home-based businesses, or maybe they're authors of books or movies, and it doesn't matter. But if they're in a position of what is so-called successful, which is on a monetary level, ladies and gentlemen, we really need to reevaluate that thing. Is that really happiness? Is that really a peace of mind? Is that really joy? Because on those levels of greatness that they have, they're bigger problems. People always asking them for money. They're being pulled here and there to come and talk here, speak here. Can you come and put your name on this and your name on that? Can you support us here and you support us there? And then there's the fact that they can't spend the time that they want to with their families. Steve Harvey said it best. It's almost like being imprisoned into your own home because you can't go anywhere. So their mansions that we talk about, so is really their only safe haven. They have to have their own private personal parties. They have to have a swimming pool, the theaters, the concert centers, the party rooms. They have to have all of that because they can't go out. They can't go to the park or to the mall or hang out because somebody's always stopping them for photo ops. You know, they want to have that opportunity to spend time with them, when they're really spending time with their family. So, ladies and gentlemen, when y'all see these individuals out and about, allow them the opportunity to also be ordinary people, to let them spend time with their family. Give them, they've given you what they've given, and that's their life on screen. Off screen, let them have their own, okay? What skills are you doing? What do you need to acquire in order to move to your next? Even on your job, you're giving your blood, sweat, and tears on your job to move up and to excel. Allow yourself to build whatever it is you are looking to build on your job. You know, your position in life, when you're doing that job because you at some point enjoyed what you did or even what you do. You may even still love what you do. But find a way, too, to do something on your own by working at that job, okay? Put some money aside. Save $25 a month. You know, don't go out to eat as much. And I talked about how we work at these places, but we'll put our monies back into the restaurants or hotels or even flight attendants. You know, we put our paychecks back into those companies. So they don't just have outside customers. They have their employees also putting monies back into the company. They pay you, but then you take whatever they paid you and you put it back into that company. You work at a clothing store, a toy store. It doesn't matter. You're going to still shop there, be there, even encourage people to come there because there's discounts involved, coupons involved. Maybe you need some type of commission. It doesn't matter. We will instill and push whatever it is that drives us to whatever money goal we have. So set your own personal money goal, okay? The episode is from a year ago, like I said, but I want you to be excited about 2017. Let your light shine. Keep working on what you're doing. Keep living a beautiful life because God has given it to you. And really evaluate your life. Is it really that bad? Is it really that bad? If you have a roof over your head, you have a car in your driveway, you have money in the bank, you have a job, even if you have two or three jobs, if you're doing some things that you desire, everyone in your family as well, you know, be grateful. Find things to be grateful for versus those things that are not. There's always something to be grateful for because there's always greater, always. And where God is, there's always an opportunity to expose greatness, always. Well, I'm Madeline Bassett, and I'm your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. And I'm encouraging you to be great. Move to your next. Whatever it is God has assigned for you to do, sit down, get yourself a plan or a strategy of what it is and how it is that He's needing you to do it. And in 2017, get it done. Learn now. Get whatever tools you need to get learned. However you need to do, put people in position and in place and your board members, whatever you need to do to get yourself in position. So when 2017 comes, January 1st, 2017, at 12:01, you are ready to move forward with a plan, strategy in place, and that vision that God has placed in you will manifest. It really will. May God bless you and may He keep you. I want you to stay strong. Stay positive, stay encouraged. And this is I Thank You for Everything by LaShawna Mitchell. God bless.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Always remember to be encouraged.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.